He was a college graduate, and she'd gone right to work as an entry-level secretary at World Star the moment she'd finished high school. They'd met at an audition where Carol had fallen in love with his voice and his handsome face. When Michael landed the part, he took her out for dinner to celebrate. There had been many dinners when Michael was working, and even more lunches at hot dog stands when he was between roles. There had also been long romantic evenings spent in his tiny apartment, the same apartment she was now leaving, listening to music and making love. All the other secretaries, Amy included, had warned her not to get involved with an actor. She hadn't listened. And then, before she'd really thought about how terribly insecure their life together would be, she'd become Mrs. Michael Hart, the shoestring gourmet, bringing cabbage salad to potluck dinners where the men talked about artistic integrity and the women sat next to them and dreamed of all the things they couldn't afford. At first, being married to an actor had been exciting. Carol had experienced a rush of pure pleasure every time she'd seen her husband's image on the screen. But show business was fickle, and it always took time for an actor to get established. The other couples had gradually traded their dreams for financial security.